Sometimes there's things that you have going on and you're not able to make the meetings, but they've made some CDs. I would challenge you and encourage you to get a CD and just listen to what the Lord has brought. I don't come here as someone that's got things figured out or I've got this walk sorted out. I'm learning every day. I'm a child of God, and I'm learning and being taught of the Holy Spirit just like you. But there's things that God has given me as an evangelist, the gift that God's given me to be able to deliver things to help to encourage us as the body and to build your faith and to strengthen you. And I pray that this morning that God would bring this word through me today. And it's a simple word. God's word is never too much where we don't understand it. God is the one that gives us the ability to hear and to understand the things of God, because apart from the Spirit, who can know God? You know, no one will know God apart from the Spirit, you know, because God is Spirit and we're flesh, and we could never understand the things of God, yet even the deep things, apart from the Spirit of God. So I pray this morning that you're born again. I pray this morning that as we pray and start this, that God would open our ears and our hearts to understand. And there's many things that you battle here this morning. Everyone that's come through that door has some sort of trial or battle or things that you really need faith this morning to really stand in the hour in which you're standing in, something very difficult, or maybe it's something that God's showing you and you really need an answer from God. Well, I'm going to tell you this morning, God's here to meet you today. He's here to answer what you've been longing for. He's not a God that's distant to where you call on God and you're just, where are you at? Do you really hear me? The Bible says that God hears the petitions of his children. And we have to believe that and know that when we come and ask for things, God hears you. Sometimes we don't get answered right away, but God is sovereign and God is good. And God knows exactly the right time to answer your need or to bring about what you need to hear when it's time. Why? You're a child of God. I want to say this as we're getting started, that God has saved us, all right? When we walked in our old life, we knew only to operate in this physical mind. What we see with our eyes, what we hear with our physical ears, and what we perceive with our natural mind was our way of life every single day. We were about the desires of our own self, the desires of our flesh and of the mind. We were all corrupt and we did our own thing. Is that not true? And we have problems that we would run in our past and we would try to sort them out with our mind, right? Reasoning out, figuring out how we're going to solve this problem. It would weigh us down and straight to the daiquiri shop we go. Or it would weigh us down and straight to the Valiums. Or it would weigh us down and we're crying and weeping and wanting to take our lives. And things just were never right. You remember those awful days that you lived in? Plagued by the natural mind. Plagued by the reasonings of our own heart. Trying to sort life out. And just never made ends meet. It's always you ran into a brick wall every time, right? But aren't you glad that Jesus came into your life to save you? Because he not only saved you to bring you into eternity, that's the blessing that we get to receive down the road. But God has saved you for such a day that we live in today. God has saved you so that he can minister in your life today. He wants you to have such an intimate walk with him like you've never had before. People, please hear this morning. Even if you're born again, sometimes we can just go along with the mundane things of Christianity and really miss that intimacy that God wants to have with you. And if you're born again here this morning, you know exactly what I'm saying. God is teaching you every day. Be sensitive and listen and be careful the choices that you make, because we need to hear from God, right? We need to hear from God. If he has become our Lord of Lords, our King of Kings, on top of our Savior, most people say, I'm taking Jesus as my Savior, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm going to now sort this life out with Jesus in my backpack. And whenever I run into troubles, I pull him out, rub him one good time, he answers my prayer, and I put him back in. Don't live that way. That's the way we lived when we were against God. Because the only time you ever cried out to God when you were lost is when you were in trouble. Don't call out to God only when you're in your troubles. You need him for every single thing, for every minute thing in your life every day. And do you know that his ear is just bent down to his children? He's waiting in heaven for you to come and say, Lord, what do I do next? Lord, how do I take care of this? Lord, how do I deal with this? Should I pursue this? Should I pursue that? What job do I get? Should I pursue this relationship? What is your will for my life? And then we listen and we wait for the answer. And when the answer comes from God, faith is given. And when that faith is given, look, we can step out with full assurance to know. Not just, well, I think I said full assurance knowing. This is what God said, and I am not going to be differently aired in any other way. This is what God said, and this is what we're going to do. Aren't you excited when you get to walk in those times? You don't have to sort out and try to worry yourself through this life wondering if God is leading you in the right direction or not. God doesn't want you to wander around confused. The devil is the author of confusion, not God. We've been given a sound mind, the power and the love that God has given us, not to fear, not to walk around in fear every day. Without faith, fear comes, doesn't it? If there's fear in your life, there's no faith. I just want to be honest. If there's fear, there's no faith. I wrestle with fear. Well, you're the preacher. I wrestle with fear. I'm still human. But you know what God's doing? He's building my faith every day. And things like this and having times like this where we can look at the Word of God, God's building our faith. Amen. Father, help us today. Just ask him. Lord, help us today to hear your Word and the simplicity and authority that's in your Word. Father, I pray you'd meet every need in this room. Touch every heart here today. Let this living Word come alive in a revelation in our life today that we see Jesus in a greater way than we saw him yesterday. We love you and we thank you and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says that we're saved by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. We're justified by faith. That's what the Bible teaches. Justified means Jesus paid the price to save you. We're justified by what he did at the cross by faith. I believe that Jesus did that. Faith comes and we step out and we follow him. Amen. We're kept by the power of God through faith. The Apostle Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ, and the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God. So if you're born again here this morning, you've been crucified by faith, and the life that you now live, you must live by the faith of the Son of God. Amen? Sometimes we say, yes, I live by faith, yet there's a lot of worries and anxieties and a lot of fear that go along in our life. Therefore, I'm not really walking by faith. I'm really walking by what I see. And then discouragement comes in. Fear begins to come in. Worry and anxiety begins to plague us. And then we begin to drag our knuckles a little bit, right? And the weight and the sin so starts easily besetting us. And we're not running with full assurance, but we're running with fear and anxiety in our life. God doesn't want you to stay that way. You can be free this morning. You can be free every day of your life. Because when we hear what God is saying, there's nothing going to change you from it. The day that you were born again, you full assurance believed that God had the power to save me. You cried out to the Lord, and the victory came. Amen? You were saved. So every day we're learning in this life how to walk by faith. Because we used to walk with our own mindset. Now the Holy Spirit is teaching us how to walk by faith and not by what we see. And how many of you know that's a very difficult journey that we're on? Living by a new voice, living a new life, learning, I said, not trying to figure out. Please hear me this morning. We're not trying to figure God out. We are here to be just humbled servants before him, listening because he's given you ears to hear and he's given you hearts to receive. What is God saying to me in his word? And then his word becomes a revelation and a life to me rather than a duty, okay? Because God says to do, and we are stepping out in faith doing what God said to do because we love God and we have faith in what he said. Faith is always going to produce that work. So we're crucified with Christ, and nevertheless, the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God. Not your faith, it's his faith that comes from God. The Bible says that we are the just people of God, and we should live by faith in him. The just shall live by faith. That's every day of our life. The Bible says that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. The day that you were born again, you heard God speak to you. God gave faith because faith comes by hearing the word of God. So when God speaks or proclaims something into your life, he gives you the ability to hear him, and then faith now comes. Now we lay hold of that faith and we begin to step out in what I heard God say, and there you go. That's faith producing the work that comes from believing what God said to do. So if he's the author of your faith and he's the finisher of our faith, then he surely is responsible to build your faith all between the middle, right? And faith comes by hearing God speak the word of God. You come into this sanctuary, your pastor preaches messages to you. He's reading and ministering from the word of God. Brother John ministered this morning in Sunday school. Many of you minister and do Bible studies and teachings. You do devotions, you read your Bible, you're studying to show yourself approved. God is ever speaking to us through his word. So important that you stay in the word of God. This is the voice of God. This is God building your faith. He speaks, we hear, he gives the faith, we step out in obedience. Amen? And then we're not living that old life, trying to figure God out, trying to, what would Jesus do? We already know what Jesus did. Now God's given you the ability by his grace to step out in faith and do what God has asked you to do. And it's not burdensome anymore. It's not a duty to you. It's a joy. I hear God and I'll walk with him. My son walks with me all the time. I say, Aaron, let's go do this. Boom, he hops right to it when he's being obedient. And when he don't, there's consequences to that. But he heard Dad say, let's go. And when it's time to go, if you're not there, the truck is leaving. All right? Y'all understand that. So when God speaks, we must by faith step out and do what God's asked us to do. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. I'll just lay that out before you. We're worried, anxious, fearful. Church, that's sin. I'm just being honest with us this morning. Because the Bible says whatever is not of faith is sin. I find that in my life from time to time, don't we? God is a forgiver, and he's ever teaching us. Amen? He's not caught off guard. Without faith, the Bible says it's impossible to please God. Wow. How many of you want to please God every day of your life? Well, there's only one way to please God, and that's to have faith in him. So without faith, it's impossible to please God. And when we don't have faith, it's sin. That's what we just read. So how do we have faith in God? We got to hear him. You want to be in right standings with God and please God? We have to have faith. Amen. We must walk by faith and not by sight. That's the title of this message. Walk by faith and not by sight. And faith comes by hearing the word of God. The Bible says that we must be doers of the word and not hearers only. Because when God speaks, we must act upon what God says. And it's very important. A lot of times we act upon our reasonings, what we see with our eyes, what somebody else has said, what my desires in my stomach want, what desires in my flesh that I want. And we tend to act upon that versus hearing from God. How many of you know that's so true? And have you know that can be very detrimental in your life when you step out and do things because it's something I see that looks good or something that I want to do or a way of me controlling something or taking care of some situation. When I step out in my own abilities without hearing what God has said to me, it can be very detrimental. How many of you rip the consequences of detrimental things like that? Let's see some hands, because there may be people in here this morning that are trying to make decisions on your own. I can tell you, everybody that's raising their hand would tell you, don't do it without hearing from God. Don't do it without hearing from God, because it can be very detrimental for you. Amen? Don't do it. God is good. James chapter 2, if you would read with me this morning. The book of James chapter 2. James chapter 2. Look, if you would, in verse 17. These are familiar scriptures. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. So you can say, yeah, I believe God. Well, you do well. But it goes on to say, even the devils believe and tremble. So just because you say you have faith in God, doesn't really mean you have true faith, all right? Doesn't mean that at all, because even the devil says he believes and trembles. But wilt thou know, O man, wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? So God gave a commandment to Abraham to sacrifice his son. And because Abraham had faith in what God said, Abraham stepped out in faith and began to do what God said to do. Therefore, faith was made perfect, not just because Abraham said, yes, I believe, but he stepped out and did and believed what God said to do, no matter the circumstance. He didn't know the outcome of that, but he did believe what God said, and he did what God said to do. Therefore, out of stepping out in obedience, he was completely blind to what was going to happen. Am I really going to take the life of my son, or will God spare him? Or will I take the life of my son and God raise him from the dead? Or will I take the life of my son and be without my son for the rest of my life until I die and see him again? Abraham did not know, but he did know this one thing: God said. So because he loved God, he stepped out of obedience and faith and did what God said. And y'all know the rest of the story on that. God stopped him, and he didn't have to kill his son, but God was proving something there. He was revealing something there to Abraham and to all that would read that testimony in the day that which we live. Verse 23, and the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God. Abraham had faith in God. And it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then now by how works of a man is justified, and not by faith only. So you can say you have faith, yet not produce a work, and yet faith is going to be dead without works, because it goes on to say, likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers that had been sent out another way. It says in verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. So your faith in God is going to produce something. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. So when you hear God say, give, and you step out in obedience and you give, it shall be given unto you. God says, ask, and you step out in faith and ask, then you receive the things that you ask for. Knock on the door, because God said to knock, and it shall be opened unto you. You understand? There's a reward that comes from the obedience that God gives you by his grace, by stepping out in faith and doing the things that God has asked you to do. How many of you understand that this morning? How many of you know that to be very true? How many of you want your life to be that every single day that we don't wrestle with this physical mind and try to reason things out? I need to hear from God. Stay close to him, church. Stay diligently close to him. Diligently seek him, because he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How do you know that? Well, he said, if you diligently seek me, I'm going to reward you. Well, I heard God say that he's going to diligently seek me. So by faith, I'm going to step out. Here's the work that is produced by faith, and then the reward begins to come because of the obedience that God gave me to step out in faith. Do you understand that this morning? God gives the voice, faith comes, and the body, because we're born of God, begins to step out and do the things in which God tells us. Now, we still have a free will, don't we? We still live in a vile vessel that can make decisions on its own. So sometimes God speaks to you and he gives you specific things that he wants you to do. And sometimes our natural reasonings sometimes trump over what God's trying to tell us. The convictions of God come upon us, and sometimes we're disobedient. We don't believe God and we don't do what he's asked us to do. And then what happens to us? We don't receive what we're asking for. We're not knocking on the door, so it's not being opened to us, right? We're not seeking him, so we're not finding him, right? So God says we must do. Amen? It's very simple. Some people say they have faith, and they live as if God never exists. Yes, I have faith in God, but I don't trust him for anything except when I run into trouble. Now, we'd never say that with our mouth, but we do it with our life every day. And God is going, hey, you don't have to go that way. Doesn't the Bible say, seek me first in my kingdom, all things will be added unto you? Seems like God is the last thing we seek. We reason things out, and we walk by what we see, and then when we run into that wall, then we begin to say, oh God, I messed all that up, please come help me. And aren't you glad that God is still long-suffering and gentle and still comes to your rescue, even when we mess up? But remember, the wall that you ran into, God has allowed you to see yourself. Is he not revealing yourself to you every day so that you don't live by self? Because the natural body and the flesh is not going to please God. It is enmity against the carnal mind is enmity. That is absolute war with God. The spirit and the flesh, they're war. They're contrary one to another. So God is teaching you how to walk in the spirit and not walk in the flesh. Amen? To live in the flesh means that you just live your days in the flesh like you did when you were lost. Yet to live in the spirit means you live by the things that God is instructing us in his word, and we live in that now. We live in this new life. So when God convicts you because you're rebellious and you're not walking in faith, learn, repent, and God is going to take you one step closer to victory. Why? Because it is his work in you. The Bible says in Philippians 2 that it's God who does the will and to do of his good pleasure. It says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But it is God who gives the new will and the do. That means he gives you the ability to do of his good pleasure. That is grace. That is the work of grace in your life. The ability to do things that I naturally wouldn't do. We can do nothing but praise God and thank him for this mighty work that he's doing in and through our life. The day that you were born again, God came to you and said, you're a wretched sinner. How many of you remember that day? If you don't remember that day, I pray that today is that day for you. Jesus loves you. He died for you. And he's telling you this morning that you don't have to continue to live the way you are. You're going to die in your sins, but Jesus paid the price for your sin. Faith is coming to you. He's saying to you, I love you. You're going to die in your sin. The wages of sin leads to death. The gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord and your Lord to be. He could be that today for you, your Lord and Savior. The Bible says to repent, turn from your sins, and follow after the living God for the salvation of your soul. Jesus paid the price at Calvary. He went into the grave. He rose again. His blood has the ability to cleanse you this morning. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when we hear that, faith comes. Why? That is the word of God. Faith comes to the lost man and says, hey, turn from your sin and follow me. Believe that I can save you. Oh, I hear you, God. I can either continue this way or I can live this way. Dear God, I'm stepping out in faith. I believe. I want you. Boom, the miracle happens. So now on that day that God did that, he showed you something. Your eyes were lightened. Your heart was opened up. Your ears were opened up. Now, for the first time, you heard God. And from that day forward, we now as believers get to hear what God is saying. So therefore, we don't have to live like we used to. We have a brand new life of faith in Jesus Christ alone. Not faith in the world, not faith in our armies, not faith in man, not faith in yourself, not faith in all that, not faith in the barroom, not faith in the drugs, not faith in the relationships, because all of that was an everlasting destruction for my life. But now we get to the walk by faith that God gives us now. Amen. Why? I have been crucified with Christ. The life that I used to live is no longer living. And now I live in a new life, still in this vile body, but I'm living a brand new life, faith in Jesus Christ alone. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, that's worth something to clap about this morning. Thank you, Jesus. That is the work of God in your life. That is the free gift of grace that God has given every believer in this room.
Hallelujah.
Jesus has made the way and empowered you to live this new life. Are we perfected yet? No way. Is God perfect in your life? Yes, he is. How many of you want to trust him tomorrow? Lord, I want to go one more step closer with you. I want to be that much more in tune with you. I want to be able to hear your voice all the time so that my life doesn't control me anymore. Church tries to reform people if they're not teaching these things. You can't just teach Christian values to someone that it gets in their head. Your pastor preaches this word. He is preaching a living word that is to get past our head and get into our heart so that we pass from glory to glory to glory. Hear what God is saying. Trust in God, what he says, and blindly step out in obedience. The Bible says in Hebrews 1 that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Simply the fact is, here's the evidence of what I see. This is the fact of the matter. This is black and that's white and that's what I'm seeing. But God can take impossible things and make them possible because he's the God of impossibilities. How many of you know that? When he saved you, he's the God of impossibilities. How in the world could they save Terry Fisher? Really? They can save him. They can save anybody. They can save Jeff Lee. They can save anybody. They can save you. Then the most worst person that you know who seems so far from God, God can save them in one moment. Amen? I'm thankful for that this morning. We must live in this new life every single day. Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. We've been crucified with Christ. He's the author. He's the finisher of our faith. And he is teaching us every single day how to walk in this faith. Amen? Jesus said this. He said, in this life you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. We're ever living to learn that Jesus has overcome the world. How many of you find yourself in fear sometimes? And we're thinking to ourselves, oh my gosh, look what's going on. Remember, Jesus said, I overcame the world. Be of good cheer. Can you hear the voice of God speak to you? Can you see how important the word of God is in your life every day? Oh no, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I don't know how I'm going to make this decision about this thing. God said in his word, your spirit ought to act, you ought to be just right there. God said in his word, if I need wisdom, I just ask for it. And he gives it. He gives it abundantly to me. Oh God, I need wisdom to make this decision in my work. Whew, God gives it to you. The wisdom comes, you make the decision that you're properly supposed to make, and everything works out for good. Have you ever seen that happen in your own life? Have you ever done just the opposite and then try to figure out and try to think, oh my gosh, what kind of wisdom did I need here? I need to figure all this out, and you didn't figure it out, and you failed in it, and what you tried to do didn't work out properly? God said, if you need wisdom, just ask, and I'll give it to you. Just believe that God is able. Amen? Faith brings peace in our life, doesn't it? How many of you know that all so well? How many of you know that without faith, fear begins to set in? Leaves us with human reasonings. For instance, Mary and Martha had a brother. He got sick. Y'all know the story very well, don't you? Mary and Martha had a brother. His name was Lazarus, and he got sick. And Lazarus was the friend of Jesus. And they came to Jesus, Mary and Martha, and said, our brother Lazarus, back home, he's sick. Could you come and pray for him? They believed that Jesus could heal their brother Lazarus. They had seen him work miracles of healing multitudes of times. They knew he was the Son of God, and they knew that he could heal their brother. Would you come? So Jesus said, yes, I'll come. Jesus didn't go right then. He didn't give a time period. But this man died and went into the grave for 4 days. They're holding his funeral on the day that Jesus shows up. Martha runs out. Where were you? If you would have just come, if you would have just answered my prayer, our brother, your friend, he would have never died. Why did you, where were you? You ever been in God praying like that? Lord, if you would have just showed up. God is faithful, isn't he? Do you know that God was wanting to build her faith more than she had? See, she knew he could heal of the sickness, but raise somebody from the dead? I never seen anything like that. So what is God building in your life? What circumstances are you dealing with where God may be letting things happen for the moment and he's wanting to build your faith up a little bit more? If you roll the stone away, you'll see the glory. Just believe. I'm not only one that can heal, I can raise from the dead. He's building faith. So maybe sometimes we get in those places. There's other times in our life, like it'd be familiar, we're walking by sight and what we see, and we see all these things coming against us. We see things in work that needs to be done, and there looks like a situation that's absolutely impossible. God says, trust me. And we're like, all right, I'm trusting you, Lord, but. Amen, Lord, I'm trusting you. But when we throw that but in there, we're throwing faith right out of the window. And I'm probably the king of the but. But God, this is different. I mean, this circumstance is really serious. Jesus was preaching. They had 5,000 plus people sitting on the hill starting to get dark. Jesus says, all right, I'm about to wrap this up. One of the disciples said, don't you think we ought to go ahead and let them go? It's getting dark. They're hungry. They need to get back to their villages. And you know what? Maybe they won't even make it to their villages. Jesus said, I'll feed them. You have anything? They said, well, we don't have much. We don't have no money. We could never feed all these people. So the fact of the matter is when he's looking at the people and the disciples are looking at the people, the disciples are saying, there's no way we can feed all these people. We don't have enough money for it. Jesus says, what do you have? And they brought in the two boys with the bread and the two fishes. And when they brought them to him, they were like, whoa, we'll give this to Jesus. And when Jesus took that, he began to break the bread and he began to fill it out to the people. Begin to feed it to the people. 5,000 plus people ate that day. So God took an impossible situation and he made it possible. So think about your life today. Think about your faith today, where your faith is at. Just think about it. God is doing a work in your life. Peter's in the boat with the disciples. Jesus is walking on the water. They see Jesus. Lord, is that really you? If it is, would you beckon me that I can come to you? Jesus said, come. So Peter stepped out of the boat in full faith and began to move on what God had asked him to do. He had full faith. But as he walked to Jesus, the winds and the waves began to overcome his legs and his body, and fear began to set in, just like it does in us. What happened to him? He began to sink. He had faith, but when he took his eyes off the Lord, he began to sink. God takes impossible situations, and he makes them very possible. Worry comes in our life. Anxiety comes in our life. Proverbs 12 says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. Matthew 6 says, don't worry about your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor what your body should have on it. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? And which of you, being anxious, can add one single hour to your span of life? Worry comes in when faith is not there. The Bible says in Philippians 4, not to worry for anything. Don't be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, making your requests unto God. And when we do that, the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, amen, will guard our hearts and our mind through Christ Jesus. Jesus said, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Sometimes we labor in our own reasons, our own ways of doing things. Jesus said, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Jesus said in John 14, peace I leave you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives you, did I give you, lest your hearts would be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Amen. Y'all remember when the disciples were in the boat and this big storm arose and the disciples got really scared and they're really anxious and they're like, Lord, wake up. Jesus is sleeping. Lord, wake up. There's a big storm. Can you do something? Do you care that we even would perish here? How do you find yourselves in that position? Lack of faith. The cares of life have come in. The struggles of life have come in. Bad finances, ways of doing things have all just come against you, and your mind and your eyes are reasoning with your own flesh. And Jesus says, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. He said to the disciples, it's okay. Settle down. I'm in the boat with you. And he calmed the winds and waves with one voice in one moment. Psalm 23 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear, or what shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. How many of you know that this morning? Psalm 56 says, when I am afraid, I will trust thee. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Psalm 118:6 says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and be of good courage. Fear not. I tell you, without faith, you're going to fear. He's telling you this morning, fear not, nor be afraid. Can you hear the faith coming to you from the Lord this morning? He's telling you, my children, be of good cheer. Don't walk by what you're seeing. Don't walk in your own reasonings. Don't walk in what your eyes are looking at. Fear not. The Lord is with you. Isaiah 41:13 says, for I, the Lord, thy God, will hold you with my right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee in all of your troubles. Amen? All of your troubles. I want you to think about what God is saying this morning. He's teaching us this morning how to not walk by what we see. God has given us his word. God has given you ears to hear him. He's given you a heart to receive him. He's given you grace through the power of the Holy Spirit to do the things in which he's asked you to do. And all he's asking you to do is believe. Believe. So he says to you this morning, do you believe? Do you believe that I can take impossibilities and make them possible? Do you believe? Maybe your finances are bad. Do you believe that I own the cattle on 1,000 hills? And if you trust in me, I'm your shepherd. You shall not want. You shall not lack anything. Maybe you're here this morning and you need salvation. He says, come to me. I'll give you life. I am the living water. I am the living bread. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Maybe there's things that you're trying to make decisions on. You need wisdom. Ask him. He gives it to you. Abundantly, abundantly. We walk by sight in our flesh, but we're to walk by faith in the Spirit. This is a life that we're ever learning to do every day as we walk with Jesus. How many of you this morning say, Lord, I want you to build my faith up more than it's ever been? He's saying this morning, faith, my child, comes by hearing my voice, and I always speak to you through my word. that I've given unto you. Stay close to my word. Stay close with me. Study. Listen. Walk with me. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. I'm lowly and I'm meek. And don't walk by with what you see, but believe in your heart by what you believe that I am able to do. I have given you great and precious promises in my word that you can stand firmly and you can be conformed into the image of my son by these precious promises. Don't forget what I've said. Church, stand with me this morning. What is the Lord speaking in your heart today? I believe God is doing something in this room. I'm discerning what God is doing. But I believe many of you this morning know that your faith is weak. God's brought just one word or two words this morning. It's really touching your heart. I'm going to open these altars this morning. And I want you to come lay before God and talk to him about your struggles and your troubles with your faith this morning. Let's get together and talk to him for a little while. I believe God wants to deliver this morning. He wants to heal you this morning. He wants to strengthen you this morning in your faith.